Hi guys, this is Taylor Berglund from the Charisma News Podcast. Just a quick note to let you know that, much like many businesses around the country, Charisma has also been impacted by the ongoing COVID-19 crisis and the accompanying non-essential business shutdowns that have accompanied it. So because of that, some of us are currently working from home, like me. I'm recording this podcast from my own little home office bedroom area. So because of that, apologies if the mics are not at the highest level. For now, we're all just sort of getting through this, and we'll be back to the normal, high-quality level you expect from us in just a few weeks.
Would you rather read a book or listen to it? I'm Marilyn Hickey, and I like having the choice. Now Charisma offers the option. You can either read the magazine or hear it. Download the Charisma Media Audio app at charismamediaaudio.com and listen in the spirit today. Download the app and sign up for your free 10-day trial at charismamediaaudio.com. That's charismamediaaudio.com.
This is the Charisma News on the Charisma Podcast Network. One daily news story, well told. I'm Taylor.
The coronavirus outbreak has touched nearly every country on the planet, including several countries with problematic track records regarding religious freedom, including China. So how are persecuted Christians being affected by the pandemic? Find out after this break.
The New Believer's Bible has equipped over 10 million new Christians as they started their journey with Jesus. Now, a new edition of the New Believer's Bible includes revised and expanded notes and features to help new Christians read, study, and understand the Bible so they can deepen their faith and build a foundation for their new life in Christ. The New Believer's Bible is now even better. Discover more at newbelieversbible.com.
The COVID-19 outbreak, also known as coronavirus, has impacted the entire world at this point. And you don't need to look any further than China, the origin point of COVID-19, where the government has used the crisis as a distraction from ongoing mistreatment of the Uyghurs, a minority Muslim ethnic group that has been rounded into concentration camps since April 2017. This January, millions in the surrounding province were quarantined without warning, and some religious residents have reportedly been financially extorted by officials just to get access to food, according to Save the Persecuted Christians. But they're not the only ones having their religious liberties trampled on. Fox News reported that Chinese officials used the COVID-19 fears as an opportunity to demolish a church in Yijing City, according to a video posted by China Aid founder Bob Fu. The Shandong province has also forbidden online preaching and all unregistered Christian meetings. And though Italy has not faced any persecution on a governmental level, the quarantine has dramatically affected operations at the Vatican and other churches in the area, preventing Christians from attending Mass and Jews from attending the local synagogue. Dee Dee Loggison, executive director of Save the Persecuted Christians, said in a press release, "When the world deals with a crisis such as this, the coronavirus pandemic, religious freedom is often affected first, especially in countries that are closed off to Christianity. Situations like these also create opportunities for persecutors to exploit the crisis and operate with a greater sense of impunity. Therefore, it remains imperative for believers who do enjoy religious liberties to continue to pray for our brothers and sisters in Christ who are at risk of anti-Christian violence. Pray that believers will find new opportunities to both grow deeper in their faith in God and share it with others, despite the difficulties created by the coronavirus." And if you like this story, you can hear more stories like it through the Charisma Media Audio service. You can find more information at charismamediaaudio.com.
Thanks for listening to the Charisma News Podcast. One story, well told. To hear more stories, visit us online at charismanews.com or check out the podcast every weekday.
This has been a production of the Charisma Podcast Network. Steve and Joyce Strang are the founders and owners of CPN. Dr. Steve Green is the executive producer of the Charisma Podcast Network. We intend to honor God with every podcast and remain thankful to our advertisers and supporters who make these podcasts possible.